This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Okay. As heard on 107.7 in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Don't worry, this week, rather than ending annoyed, I'm starting annoyed!
Woohoo! You said that like Captain Tennille from Most Extreme
yes.
Challenge. I'm starting annoyed! Which, by the way, I know him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah!
Not the actor, just the voice actor,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I wish you knew the Asian guy. That'd be even better.
Oh, that'd be great.
Screw the English guy.
Yeah, I don't care about the guy who speaks our language. I want the guy who
is... He's not English. He's American.
Yeah.
From the wasteland of Eastern Washington via Japan, he's our skin squatch, but your Montana Mountain King, broadcasting from his dirigible and pilot of the Blimp Biscuit, he's Brandon from the laundromat. Hello, old Honeylung.
hey, guys.
Old finger blasting Brandon.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He insists he needs an emotional support vest for his penis, the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege with a headband.
Oh, yeah. Niola, Wanchang, howdy, Chelema.
And then helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end when he's not being muted by Brandon over his facts. We have producer Sean Tasty Gravy Gervin.
Don't use it.
None of
quotes?
Us is a scientist.
None of us place here. Sorry.
None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we even get right. You could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege or say sexy things about Brandon at nerdtalkplus.com. Nailed it. God, I've been wanting to say that forever. Correctly.
Correct.
Siege, I understand we have some sort of interaction or something? You kind of said it before I started recording.
Oh, yes. We do have a nice lovely letter from somebody. But I also wanted to answer a couple questions. We had somebody was asking what was the Brandon bird that we referenced a couple weeks ago, because I guess we never mentioned it. It was called Inca Tern, INCATERN. The one and had the mustache.
Oh, the bird with the mustache.
I thought you meant the wizard bird, and that's a Swainson's thrush, man. But okay, what's it? Say it again?
Is the Inca Tern, INCATERN.
Wow.
It's got basically...
I don't remember what that is. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Remember that bird with the crazy twirly mustache?
No.
Oh.
I think it was the day that I was on mushrooms and I was just sending stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, well, I'm a Thalen bird. I remember saying that.
The Thalen.
Yes.
You brought it up. You brought the whole thing. You brought that content to the show.
I did? I brought the bird?
Yes.
I don't remember that part, but I believe you. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't, but I have no recollection of that. So anyway.
And the other one was, we got a message on Instagram. Now, this was also following several other messages with a similar sentiment, but this one was well written, and I enjoyed it more than any of them.
Oh, no. This usually means I did something wrong.
So everybody else that wrote a message, your writing sucks. Get better at writing, and Siege will meet them on the show.
Or worse, or filthier.
Less grammar, okay? Yeah. Run on sentences only. So I sent you guys
this whole show.
I sent the clip that she had included with this. It was one of Silicon Valley that you guys, most people well know. So anyway, this is from Maria in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Mm. I have been a quiet yet avid listener since I first met Siege at Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex when he was interviewing my friend Audrey, who works there, about astronauts and golden showers. Of course I was.
Wait, how did that content not make the show?
I still have that audio somewhere. I think I'll find it.
Nerd Talk exclusive. Except we're getting the sloppy seconds.
Join us on our non-Patreon. Yeah. On our OnlyFans.
I'm sure most of you, quote in quotes, probably not Greg, have seen the show Silicon Valley. The scene attached stands out as peak comedy to a lot of us tech and science lifers, and I can't help but think of it every time Brandon and Siege derail the show and doing some crazy stoichiometry about average-sized pumpkins, standard juice boxes, the orange buckets, or the adult male mittens. This scene is high art. It is pinnacle of nerd comedy writing, and here you are, accidentally recreating it in real, quote-unquote, recorded time. You are mean jerk time. You are dick to floor. But what do I know? I'm not an entertainer like you guys. I just build rockets at Blue Origin. Thank you for making a girl. Yes.
This is why the rockets keep blowing up, is because this is what they're listening to.
Not Blue Origins.
No, Blue Origins actually haven't. Thank you, Maria.
Okay.
So thank you for making a girl belly laugh while she does actual rocket science. Greg, Brandon, and Siege, you three are something special. And also there's gravy.
Jeez. Okay. First of all, how dare you, person whose name I already forgot. How dare you,
Maria.
Okay?
Maria.
A literal rocket scientist that listens to our show.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, how dare you? I have seen season one of that show. Yes. I have seen the clip that you're talking about, which is how they get onto a tangent about how to jerk the most number of men off at once.
Yes. I thought you were about to defend gravy, and you're like, no.
No.
Moving on.
Yeah. Forget that.
So first of all, I've seen one season of that. Secondly, I wasn't a huge fan. It was fine, but it was a bit. The HBO makes their episodes too long. My brain has been rotted by sleep apnea and alcohol and divorce, and so I no longer have the attention span to be able to consume these things. So
More importantly. Secondly,
I love a stoic.
That's true.
Hold on now.
Yeah.
The stoic is pre-Siege. We just didn't say anything about it. We've been doing anything to avoid metric for the entirety of the show, which is seasons longer than the full ensemble now that I love and cherish or whatever. So to be left out of the stoichiometry, I'm offended.
Well, who,
I know that there's
who's
almost
brought the pumpkins though.
I know that there's almost 30 Earths distance between the Earth and the Moon, okay? Like, I've made a video showing
that.
This is true.
How many pumpkins distance is it, though?
I don't give a crap about pumpkins. I don't even think they're good. Ugh.
How many pumpkin rolls?
I'm done with this. Anyway, whatever your name was, thank you for being a rocket scientist and listening. Also, if you know my friend Falaron, tell him I say what's up.
The only person with a correct opinion. Well, the only person who I believe could have a correct opinion about blimps is a rocket scientist. And so, Maria, if you wouldn't mind weighing in and setting the record straight on, are blimps good?
Are blimps good?
That's awesome. Question, Maria, you're back in.
Question of the week. Are blimps good?
Blimp talk. This week in blimps. Or this week in blimp, excuse me.
Yeah, it's singular blimp. Is blimp good? Is blimp bird?
Is blimp bird does have egg?
Blimp have egg?
Well, I don't know what to do now. I don't Brad, I feel bad because last week you showed up with a secret segment, but also you needed to talk about squirrels. And so I don't know if we jump straight into talking about squirrels. I'm intrigued. I haven't forgotten. Like, I think it's amazing. But also, we have many things to get to today. Later on, we have a round of Guinness time, assuming we don't forget. We might have a story or two. Brandon's got another secret segment that he wants to do.
Not blimp related, as far as I know.
Okay, well, I mean, it could always get there with us, you know? It's I went to Sean Gravy Gervin's house this weekend. I'm just going to go ahead and derail the conversation myself.
Yes.
Ask questions about it. I went to Sean Gravy Gervin's house this weekend for a little help with some woodworking, and that sounds like exactly what it was.
Yep.
And before I left, I had a cup of coffee for the first time in like a month, and then I had my meth.
Nice.
And let me tell you, it was phenomenal. I should not have been driving. That is for goddamn sure, because it was a mess. And then I got to Sean's house and I was like, I'm a mess. And he's like, no, I mean, that's obvious. That's very clear. And then I went to do something very simple and he was like, wow, man, you are like you. I don't remember how you put it, but it was like you got the shakes, dude. I was like, on top of the tremor that I already have, I now have two forms of speed. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Gravy.
I was concerned when he had the power sander in his hand. But if you just gave him a piece of regular sandpaper, he would have been able to just the whole thing. Just
work
like
that
crazy,
wood
is, you know?
With elbow grease.
Also, if you give me enough lube.
The old-fashioned way.
I got that tongue oil.
So, that was wild. We balanced it out, as any responsible drug user does. We balanced it out by me having two Rainiers.
Yeah.
And by the time I left, I was legit. So that was real nice. I was an hour and a half or 2 hours late to where I was going. And, you know, nothing like taking your stay focused drugs to then ruin your responsibilities. But that's okay. The thing we made looks incredible.
Took a side trip to Mount Rainier.
I wish. That sounds way better than... I think I just played Minecraft is what I ended up doing with a 7-year-old, my 7-year-old.
Not just
created.
Some random 7-year-old.
I wasn't just
definitely
like,
clarify that.
You want a game of, you got any dollars? You want to play some Minecraft for money?
The 7-year-old he created in Minecraft. I feel like every time I'm on the most meth, aka this morning, and I was driving, I don't feel like I shouldn't be driving. I feel like everybody else shouldn't be driving. I feel like I'm the only person that should be driving. And not because I'm driving poorly, but because everybody else is not on speed. And so,
well, so read between the lines. It is definitely you that shouldn't be driving. If everyone else is the problem,
I disagree.
No, I disagree. Yeah.
He's not in Florida. It's not. Listen.
I'm driving too good for everybody else to be on the road.
The white knuckle, like at a 25, like,
I wonder how fast I can take this corner without dying.
Yeah. So laser focused, he's like Tron.
Yeah.
On his light cycle.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So anyway, nerdtalkplus.com if you want to chime in. Brandon, tell us about squirrels. You found out some really pretty interesting squirrel knowledge last week that we didn't get to.
Yeah. So I've swapped the turkeys of my old home for the squirrels of my new neighborhood. So in my old neighborhood, there were turkeys everywhere, like just wild turkeys wandering the streets. We've dubbed them the Brown Angels. They would soar out of the trees, and instead of soaring out of trees. In my new neighborhood, the squirrels are just humping each other so hard that they're falling out of trees.
Nice.
I was walking my kids and I was watching. It's like this. It's that time of year for all the little critters in the neighborhood. And they're up in the trees chasing each other around, trying to make more squirrels.
Squirrel porn voyeurism. That time of year.
You know, they're trying to make more squirrels, more 7-year-old squirrels in Minecraft. And I was walking down the street. And all of a sudden, I'm like hearing these squirrels they're chasing each other.
Slapping.
They were wrestling.
Mommy and daddy are wrestling.
And I looked up and I was like, oh man, like they're really getting after it. And then one of them fell out of the tree And not like a, oh, no, no, kind of slide, slip down the tree, trying to catch on the whole time. Like, it was like 3 feet out on the branch, so it just fell straight to the ground and thudded. Like, it was like a huge, like, thump, bounced up 6 inches off the ground. And that happened, and then
spin move on its wiener?
Yeah. It can't stop me. And I was like, oh, that thing is for sure dead. And it ran right back up the tree to finish, I guess.
Re-engage.
That nut.
And then it happened. Yeah, nice, Greg. That was really good. Stepped all over it.
Yes. Damn.
And then it happened the next day. It happened again. Yes. And I told somebody in my new neighborhood about this. I was like, have you guys seen these squirrels going at it so hard that they're falling out of the tree? And she was like, yeah, I have seen them die.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I've seen them die. Yeah. Yeah. Thank God I'm not the only one.
They're like, no.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, thank God you're not like just asking them the question and they're like, wait, what are you looking at? What are you doing?
Do you not follow my Tumblr?
Cage has like a special potion to make the squirrels hump that she's feeding him out there just to mess with you, Brandon. Cage is Brandon's wife.
Yeah, Cage is my wife. Yeah.
Well, I got to say, it's got to be hugely disappointing to not have turkeys flying from the trees at you. Like, even though it's probably terrifying when it happens, sometimes you're not paying attention. Like, it's got to be a huge bummer because everybody got squirrels, right? Like, that's like a thing.
I know, so. And I know it's a thing. Our our park that we live near seems to be have the most squirrels ever. And like, I bet you there's got to be a Guinness World Record for that. And I'm sure we don't have it. It's probably someplace in Japan.
I was going to say, can we get those stats?
Dude. It does seem like squirrels.
It's another one of those records that we need to know that we'll never know. Like, what's the world record for most squirrels in the neighborhood?
Squirrels per capita.
Squirrels per square foot.
Yeah. Squirrels per square pumpkin, you mean?
Yes.
Ooh, oh, square pumpkins. But I did drive through the old hood last week, and as I was driving up there, I saw so many turkeys, and it made me really sad. It made me remorseful. It made me miss my old neighborhood.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You can always go and try and hit them with your meth car.
Yeah. Should I try to kidnap some turkeys? Should I try to, like, integrate some turkeys into my new neighborhood?
Dude,
wow,
in Minecraft?
Wow, crossing the red line.
In Minecraft.
Yeah, man. Yeah. In Minecraft? Every sentence all day long today is like, so Dad? I'm like, yeah. He's like, so in Minecraft? I'm like, oh, God damn it, every time. I fall for it every time. But you can get like a lasso thing and you can take animals across the... Right now my kid is, you can fly in Minecraft if you want. He's flying to the very highest possible place and then letting animals go to see what happens.
He is your son.
Yeah. And it turns out the chickens just slowly flap their way back down to the earth. They just flap, 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 flap. And he makes me watch, and it takes a really long time, and it's very boring, and I'm not allowed to do anything else, and it's pretty annoying. So screw you, Minecraft. Make those chickens die already.
I heard there's a Minecraft movie.
And Jason Momoa is one of the people, and it's supposed to be very good.
Oh.
I'm sure I'll be seeing it. Even though, I mean, that'll be the movie I've seen. Hey, Greg, have you seen any of these movies? Nope. Minecraft movie? Yep.
Yep.
Have you seen Lyle Lyle Crocodile? Sure have, guys.
Yeah. I can recall.
Have you seen iRobot? No.
No.
I have seen iRobot.
I know. That is a bad example. That is an example of a movie where I feel like I would 100,000% expect you to have seen, and then you wouldn't have seen it.
Ah, yeah. No, that's fair. Alan Tudyk is the...
Yeah.
That's how
you say it. Yep.
Double Dick. Yeah. Alan Tudyk is the robot in that. And I got to tell you, of all the robots he's played, my least favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite, K2SO from the Star Wars movie. I mean, he's incredible in that, but the very creepy. Appropriately creepy in iRobot, for sure. But
appropriately creepy, you guys should check out him in Resident Alien.
Okay. Oh.
It's fantastic. It's a comedy. And I've where he is an alien that has possessed the dead body of a doctor in the middle of nowhere in Colorado, and hilarity ensues.
I'll obviously watch that never.
Yeah.
I really wanted to surprise you guys by watching a bunch of movies this year, and then I started to watch one movie and was like, I can't.
Minecraft.
This is like, it's just so annoying.
Oh, we gotta watch Real Genius.
I love that movie.
Haven't seen it.
Val Kilmer. Dude, the popcorn ball thing is so cool at the end. Yeah.
Hell yes. I'm going to stream it for us on here one time.
It's an 80s movie, and it's one of those ones that is well worth seeing because it's like questionable.
Questionably what they would morally. Get away with, like,
it today in movies, but then yeah, Val Kilmer's awesome in it, and it's on the Plex. Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, I'm sorry. One time I went to Toronto to watch the MLS Cup final.
Hell yeah!
And the Sounders lost. Great job, thanks everybody.
They didn't go for the one that they won.
Michael Bradley really shut down Nico Ladero, which seemed to be a theme for teams that were smart. Just shut that guy down, and then the whole team fell apart. What do you know? And here we are now today. Anyway, in Toronto, they don't have squirrels that we're used to seeing. This was a difficult thing to make fun of on the internet, too. They have so many black squirrels, and not black squirrels like...
Racism.
Like they, yeah, not like Siege's headband black. They like... Like, they're just, like, this beautiful ebony color, and man, were they cool. But every time we went to tweet about it or, you know, do something like that, it was always like, ah, this is not going to translate to our Seattle audience, so. But I want one.
The squirrels in... I went to Western.
You can't own a black squirrel.
I went to Western up in Bellingham, and all of the squirrel... Took me like a long time.
As he fixes his do-rag.
Stop trying to steal black culture.
Yeah,
I think the only black culture in Bellingham happens to be the black squirrel population on campus.
What? There's a black squirrel population up there?
Yes. All of the squirrels in Bellingham are black too.
I don't have to go back to Toronto to see that?
No, just go to West. You're not going to go anywhere. If it's not Japan, he's not going.
I'm going to Canada this weekend. Oh. I can stop in Bellingham to see some squirrels.
Why are you going to Canada?
Oh, maybe they'd hump themselves out of a tree.
Ooh. Give them some of your meth and they might.
We're trying to pretend that we're a normal family, so we try to do things during spring break for my child to be like, oh, it's spring break, we did this or whatever.
Take him to Daytona.
Oh, I wish. Just like be like, you want to see what boobs are? He'd be like, no, I want to play Minecraft. Like,
oh, okay, we got some square boobs here for you, too.
First time I saw boobs in real life was in Canada, so on a field trip.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh? We were there for...
Maybe this is the weekend.
It was for S2, and no. they were playing against Vancouver Whitecaps.
I was 26.
They were furry squirrels.
I was we were in Canada for a band competition, and we were in our bus.
Say sexy things to Brandon. Yeah. NerdTalkPlus.com.
If this was you, we were at a bus. We were driving down the street and looking out the window, and there was a lady at the bus stop, and one of the guys in the back of the bus, like the dorkiest guy in the dorkiest group at the school, was like doing this, like double thumbs up, pointing up, and then she looked over at the guy next to her who she was like clearly not with, and then was like, yeah, should I? And she did, and then she that showed us her boobs, and so that was the defining moment of my childhood, I suppose.
Canada's great.
I'm glad that you replaced the part where you choked on a donut then crapped your pants in a single day and replaced it with that's important to me that happened. I think that like movies like Lampoon's Vacation and stuff like that, where you'd get boobs randomly in it, there was something so, I don't know, it's like if you look back on it, I'm sure it's not okay now, like if I haven't watched them in a while, and I'm sure you're like, oh, that's probably too objectifying, but there's something about just seeing boobs when you're young and you don't have any idea how to like acquire them, and that it's just like, I mean, that can keep you
occupied for years,
forever.
Pre-internet boob encounters were like
they're still on the top of your spank bank.
There's a reason that I can recall that story and vividly picture every bit of it to this day, and I'm 20 years later. How 20 years later? No, longer than that. 25 years later.
Yeah, you old now.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud. Yeah, welcome to hell. Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's time that we try something that we haven't done in a while. I had therapy for the first time today in 6 months because I'm a mess. And
hi.
Thanks. And I told my therapist that like I don't know what the context was, but I was like, other than my group chat where we usually just say, oh, it was Gravy said something real nice about me, about being a good dad type figure for children and making them genuinely feel happy. It was like a really nice thing for somebody to say in the group chat. And I was like, you got to understand, therapist, usually our group chat is just about saying gay stuff to each other. You know, like a bunch of dudes that have a podcast. Like, that's exactly what you would expect. And so for it to be something that was like, for 1 minute, access to normal part of a human adult behavior, it was that was nice or whatever. And so, but it got me to thinking, of course, about some of the other conversations we had. So I believe that we should take a moment now to reflect. Welcome to Master Cheeks Theater. It was a Sunday, 10:19 a.m. Gravy sends a photo of him holding a Coke Zero bottle with the name Sean printed on the label.
Literally the first time ever I had to buy it.
Brandon, scene.
Gravy has toe thumbs.
That's literally what he said.
Yeah. funny, Greg and I are texting individually and also talking about toes.
Mine? Please say yes.
Gravy sends a picture of just his gross thumb.
Sorry, Gravy.
Sorry, Gravy. I'm just reading what C wrote.
Really? Or is it just the angle?
Them's kind of toey.
It's a toe.
Not full-on toes, maybe, but definitely toe-adjacent.
Brandon agrees.
Let's get a side angle. Also, show us your feet.
Gravy sends another picture of his disgusting thumb, but a side angle.
That's a toe.
I want to Photoshop it onto a foot just to show you.
Please find a hairy foot for some reason.
Mark Cuban's feet. Mark Cuban's dirty feet. But put the big toe on backwards. See?
Gravy sends one final photo showing the dexterity of his disfigured and horribly stunted appendage.
You have hitchhiker toe thumbs. WTF.
Guys, I took meth and drank coffee today, and I'm getting, like, tunnel vision. It's crazy. Good thing I'm texting and driving.
We've missed you, Gerg.
Looks like all of you took your meth today.
But at least I'm driving to Sean's house.
To see his feet? F, not fair.
I already told him to be prepared for a lot of talking at him, maybe some with him, but mostly at him. It's weird. I do feel like doing a crime.
Punch him in the dick.
Probably got a toe there, or a thumb. Two dicks, one where each big toe would be.
Now I need to see those feet.
Gives DP a whole new meaning.
Imagine the look on the nice Vietnamese lady's face when he goes in for a pedicure.
The Pizza Hut Taco Bell, only pedicures and massage.
Pedicures Hut.
Imagine a Taco Bell where they finish you.
I can't imagine one that doesn't.
Based on touching my penis with jalapeno on my hand, bad idea.
Scene! Scene. Sean!
This is...
Sorry, Gravy.
Sorry to editorialize your disgusting toe thumbs, Gravy.
Sorry you were born with those.
No. I got to get... look at them while I was there. And he has normal thumbs. They're not...
Do thumbs just look like toes? For
you. You said you had tunnel vision, so I don't trust your...
Oh, no, I was high as f***. I mean, it was crazy.
it was tonal vision.
Toenail vision?
Yeah. This is one of those Master Cheeks theaters, like every Master Cheeks theater, where I'm like participate a little bit at the beginning, and then for the next basically rest of it, it's the first time I'm seeing any of these text messages.
Well, maybe if you would just take an extra 30 seconds to read all of our beautiful text messages, it would be worth it to you, Brandon.
Are we gonna do a Master Cheeks theater about the clown porn next week?
Oh, I mean...
Possibly.
I feel like Siege could make it happen right now, even if we needed to. Maybe the bottom half of the show?
Yeah.
No, that's too much. I'm joking or whatever, but... Yeah. Well, and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Part two of Nerd Talk Plus. NerdTalkPlus.com to chime in. I'm already out of things to talk about.
So, I have a segment.
Introducing a new segment, a new secret segment. Brandon from the internet, Laundromat.
This week
in finger blasting.
I was thinking, you guys made me think of something today.
Hot tubs.
I do love a hot tub.
Finger blasting in a hot tub.
Finger blasting in a hot tub.
I meant the hot tub, but sure, if you're going to, that's how you get an that's how you get a urinary UTI, right? But,
that's how you get STI, UTI, whatever.
We were talking about something earlier in it. Gregor sent a screenshot of a TMZ tweet Instagram thing. It says, Jessica Simpson says she'll keep drinking snake sperm to be a better singer. Click to read more. And said along with that, suddenly Siege is a singer. It's Siege.
So, he's got a do-rag. I mean, the whole adds up.
Siege says, suddenly I'm Jessica Simpson.
Well, this is your own Master Cheeks Theater.
Yeah. This is my segment. I'm just reading our text from today.
Just catching up on the group chat.
But I don't know if you guys remember.
Now Brandon catches up on the group chat. Okay. We just wait in silence like.
The headline that you sent though about Jessica Seaman,
Jessica Seaman,
she's drinking Snake Simpson. There's got to be someone out there called Jessica Seaman, yeah, right? That's like, sure. Doesn't Grammy know a guy called Seaman or something? Yeah, like that?
Deck Seaman.
Seaman Swallows.
Seaman Swallows.
Swallows is his last. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So the headline reminded me of something that we discovered on, I don't know if it was when did we stop the seasons of this show? It reminded me of a previous season, potentially a previous episode of this show.
It just goes by year.
Yeah, okay. So last season on the show, we talked about discovering the way that People Magazine covers anything, and how absolutely bananas the the disparity between just the most empty celebrity news and the most sensationalist headlines. And so
have any examples? I can't remember.
Welcome to this segment, this week's segment of People in People.
Great, that's a great name.
Thank you. I didn't have time,
we'd all like to be doing more of, but yeah. Anyway.
So we are going to start with the People Magazine Instagram stories. This is what happens. So you read through the People Instagram stories and ride the emotional roller coaster with us.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. So now we have a segment where I look at Instagram for Guinness World Records and you look at Instagram for People headlines. Yeah. The show writes itself. I mean, we don't even have to work anymore. This is great.
We just feed this into AI and read the script that it gives us.
I mean, I feel like that's what they've already done, right? Yeah. That's like basically all People Magazine is now. Anyway, Brandon.
So we're going to start here. We're going to start with this nice little story from People Magazine. Meghan Markle celebrates podcast launch with cute childhood Girl Scout photos. Being an entrepreneur can start young. Next story, Black Panther director Ryan Coogler recalls Chadwick Boseman's death hitting Michael B. Jordan the hardest. Oh, that's sad. Celebrity.
It hit Siege hard also. That's why he's dressed the way he is today.
It's true.
That's why he's got the do-rag on.
Yeah.
Next story, father and son spent their last moments together in golf outing before a tree fell on them, killing them both.
Oh, man. The dream. I don't want my kid to die, but I wish a tree would fall on me and kill me.
Okay, so I think
cool. Maybe
People Magazine, we're trending downward here, okay? Kylie Kelsey reveals why she's not quite a fan of push presents, but there's only one she received that almost changed her mind. Is it safe to get tattoo under anesthesia? Okay.
Wait,
what?
Hold on.
Under anesthesia?
Do people get, did you say push presents? Like you get a present for
having a baby.
Not a kid?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
the present is the baby. I'm sure Gravy had to get his wife a push present.
Weren't there like showers or something that people bring a whole bunch of?
No, those are presents.
That's enough. We already talked about golden showers once today. Okay,
listen.
How'd you know? That's what they asked me for. next story. Soccer coach charged with murder and death of 13-year-old boy 1 week after he was reported missing.
Oh wow,
dark.
Yeah.
This segment's dark, man. This is hard.
Barry Williams says his relationship with Brady Bunch co-star Maureen McCormick was on again, off again.
Ooh.
Okay.
Missing Michigan woman 74 who vanished after casino trip found alive, stranded in the woods 3 days later. Okay. So, like, that one took me all over the place just in one story.
Hot.
Wait, hold on. I got to get back to the Brady Bunch thing. Okay, like you're going too fast
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which one is Maureen McCormick? Is that Marsha Brady?
Oh, I don't know. You guys are...
Don't.
That was the...
wait, bigger wait fans. Bigger fans of this show.
Listen, that thing was on like Nick at Night by the time that we were that old.
So like my brother, my Gen X brother, that's like his... That's his like daytime sitcom show that he loved when I was growing up. So I watched a lot of it. But yeah, it was like a Nick at Night thing. Which one's Maureen McCormick, though?
She's got to be the oldest one.
Yeah, okay.
She's this one. I don't...
So... She's 90 now, right? Like, that's not... I don't care about their news at this point. But also, who's reading People magazine? But
oh, for 90, she's pretty, still like, smash. Wood. Yeah.
No, I'm in. Now that I see that picture. good for whatever his name was. That's awesome. Greg Brady, good job.
I do just want to end this segment of People and People with a 68. That is not that old,
how?
According to Gravy.
That's how old my karate partner is. And I... Oh, boy.
Wood?
Wow. Yeah. Wood.
I want to end with people walking the middle of the line with this one. Nothing too crazy. A couple ordered Pringles, a Coke, and a water on their flight. Then they were escorted off the plane by police. I don't know why that made the news. I don't know why that people decided that they needed to throw that in there.
Oh, he probably did the cut the hole in the bottom of the Pringles can thing. Yeah, I bet you that's what it was.
What was the Coke and the water for?
Just a, you
know, afterwards.
Cover.
Yeah. Rinse.
It's like a beer bong type situation.
Okay, well, I feel like People Magazine pretty rangy.
Yeah. Yeah, all over the place. I don't know. See, I think here's the thing. I don't know if This Week in Blimp worked. I don't know if People and People worked.
Oh, it definitely worked.
I'm just going to start introducing segments until one of them feels like it sticks.
You know what? It's like we don't do Guinness Time every week or whatever. We don't do Master Cheeks Theater every week. Yeah. You see a good People magazine story.
All right.
I'll commit to not following People so that way I don't know what's
I need you guys not to participate in our airships or our Zeppelins or our blimps. I need all of the blimp content for myself.
I can't promise that.
Our aviation. Too... Did I already say that one? That's
Oh,
that
I'm already
is,
in that. No,
you got to unsubscribe.
No, I refuse. Yeah. No, I want to see cool airplanes land. I want to see an Antonov, you know, landing
at a
regional
mute,
airport.
Can you mute terms? Can you mute blimp and Zeppelin and rigid airship for me?
No, I want to know. I want to support you in this, Brandon. So when you, I won't bring it up, okay? But when you bring it up, and then I'll be able to be like, oh yeah, and back you up on it. I'll be your Mike D when you're being Adam Yauch, okay? Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I just compared us to the Beastie Boys.
If I say this week in, and then you go blip,
yeah, see? This week.
Does that make me Ad Rock?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gravy, the biggest Beastie Boys fan I know, dying. other people like. I didn't like the Beastie Boys until I was 40. I like actually disliked the Beastie Boys until then, like until I was 30. And then at 30, I was like, oh, I get it. They're like much cooler than almost everybody else. But I didn't like care about their music. And then suddenly I turned 40 and I was like, yeah, Beastie Boys are awesome. Let's go. So I'm a music discovery. I don't know, man. I listen to a lot of metal. It's like, it's hard for me to. And punk, like, oh man, Gravy put on the 23 punk
the playlist,
like Spotify or whatever.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy. I love that.
It was so cool because it's all the stuff that I like and then the stuff that's just like one layer away from what I like and so I can tolerate or whatever. But then the Vandals come on from Hitler Bad, Vandals Good, and it's like, oh, I mean, like, what an album name, like, what a freaking band that is. Now I'm like excited about punk rock music again, but yeah, it's tough because I want to like new music. I saw a band or an artist the other day called Jesse Wells, and he is fantastic. The guy is incredible. He's like kind of like a John Prine. He's like finger picking guitar a lot, nice. Playing a lot of songs, but it's about like pretty much it's like calling out all of the BS of all the terrible practices of the rich and elite. And cool. He single-handedly made me be like, yeah, 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 tax the rich into oblivion. I'm usually about fairness where I'm like, well, everyone should, you know, if you can figure
Berg
it out.
Is dead?
First of all, I resent the fact that you made a post that called me alt-right Greg.
who, me?
Yeah. I resent that, first of all, because I like went back and forth from being mad to being like, that's funny. Like back and forth a lot because like, how dare you? First of all, secondly,
I literally live in Spokane and I didn't catch a stray on that one.
Yeah, exactly. It's me somehow because I'm anti graffiti
and anti, I don't know, you have strong opinions about zipper merging and graffiti.
Oh, dude, I went off on a tangent today about it. We're driving through Bellevue. There's a sign that is literally more than a stoplight away from us that's like, this lane ends, and people immediately start getting over, tying up traffic. There's a huge lane that's just going with no one in it, and I'm like, what are we all doing? This is insane. Traffic's backed up a mile because nobody is filling up the available space and then merging. Zipper merging! I have a new, you guys want to hear my new Republican Greg take?
Yes.
So I think that people, Siege, you probably have to sit this one out. You don't have to, but you probably want to because it'll be impossible for you to understand.
You get to you get to have a new Republican Greg take because you also said black squirrels are good. So I think you
guys, yeah, you got to balance it out. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to make some imaging for alt-right Greg.
They can say all right, though, and then I'll be like,
alt-right, no, Gravy says all no. Right.
Gravy's worried. Don't make it say alt-right, Greg. Please do not. Like, but yeah, my newest take is that people are getting worse at everything, and specifically driving. Like the entitlement is through the roof, right? People are so bad at driving, and then all the time I hear the Seattle police people being like, we don't have enough police. The governor's like, we need $100 million for more police. And I'm like, I've got this crazy idea. Bust people for doing bad driving and doing illegal things and raise the money that way. Like, if we just maybe policed on the problems that we had that were obvious violations, then the money would come in. And then when people started, you know, shaping up a little bit, then you wouldn't need as many police because you had, you know, nipped the bud just a little bit. That's my newest take. I want the cops to start giving traffic tickets more and busting the Uber drivers for illegally going the wrong way around the, you know, the roundabout or whatever. Today in Bellevue, just on Bellevue Way, an Uber driver just stops on Bellevue Way, puts on the blinkers, so like, he's not picking anyone up or dropping anyone off. He was just like, no, I'm done driving now. I have to look at my phone, so I'll just stop here and do that, and got on his phone. And I go apoplectic. I just am like, that's like a $100 fine that could pay for, you know, an hour worth of cop work. Maybe two. I don't know how much they make. Do the cops make $100 an hour? It seems like they probably do these days.
I mean, yeah. What are they doing on their shift? And how many times?
$200 if you get me to completion.
I just saw a headline on People Magazine today about a police officer who lost his job because he appeared in the background of an OnlyFans video. That was the headline, and then you click into it, and you go, okay, how could he just, like, if some OnlyFans chick is just filming herself out in public and
teleports in,
like gets this guy in the background, like, why does he get fired? And then you realize it's because she rolled up to him and was like, want to touch my boob? And he was like, sure. And that's why he got fired, because he went on.
Boo. The other day, I almost confronted a cop.
Is that my thick blue line?
Thick blue vein?
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
That's a weird looking flag, though. Yeah. I was driving up Rainier just by Slightly Furry. Oh, dude, I drove by Slightly Furry the other day, and I was like, when Siege comes to town someday, we're going to go to Slightly Furry, because I drove by. The patio was open, and there was full-on fursona on display, and I was like, yeah, dog. You it's go. Just, I was like so proud of them for like owning
too
it.
Too hot. Like it's too hot to be outside in normal
hot.
Clothes sometimes. Yeah. Too
hot.
Yeah. Thank you. To be outside in just like when it gets warm, like properly warm out. This is what happened in Portland when I was down in staying at this hotel where there's a furry convention happening at the same time, by coincidence.
Yeah.
And we were, it was like a hot day, and all of these furries were walking around. Thank you. And they were all walking around. And I was like, this is, I get it. Like, I get that you're committed to the bit, but also, like, there has to be a point where you're not, this is not fun anymore for you. And you're all just suffering. Thank you. like, that's just, it's brutal. So then, like, you're just literally just meeting up for a drink, and you're going to go sit out at the patio. in your hot suit.
Well, I assume that there's hand stuff that happens in the car or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Right? If you're going to get fully dressed up in your fursona and have some craft ciders is what they're serving there or whatever, it's not just to sit around. I mean, it's so that way you can get weird, right?
Do I need a tail?
It depends on what kind. I don't know if you need to bring the one that is inserted, but I think that...
the clip-on?
Yeah.
Clip-on?
Clip-on. Yes, clip-in. Yeah.
Clip-in.
Plug-in. Hot plug-in garbage. Hybrid.
Clip-under.
Anyway, yeah, I was driving by slightly furry, right? And then there's a turn off of Rainier Avenue where it's no turn. There's like a sign, no turn or whatever. And so the cop who needs to turn there puts on his flashers, his siren, and goes in front, makes everyone stop and goes in front of him. And then he just pulls into their temporary precinct and gets out just to do his... He was just like, I'm not going to wait here. I'm going to do that.
Pulls into, like, slightly furry, gets out dressed yes. like the cop from that bunny movie.
Puts his tail in.
I'm armed.
I need that butthole.
He's suddenly he's on an OnlyFans. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am. Yeah, I have all these conflicting opinions where, like, I want to yell at the police and also I want the, like, people to not do graffiti. And it's
so are you in favor of traffic surveillance cameras?
Oh no, not at all. I don't want robots catching me. I'm anti robots, dude. Unless they're, like, you know, obviously for HJs, it's okay. But yeah. Like, I don't want robot police. That's like, I've seen the Terminator. Like, I'm not gonna do that. It's like, yeah.
But then you've also seen RoboCop.
Oh yeah, your move, creep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? I'd buy that for a dollar or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always think of John Manley. He drew me this really cool RoboCop picture one day just as a sketch, because I would always play Your Move, Creep during our dumb podcast. And I showed up one day, there was just a picture of RoboCop on my desk. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Also, that guy knows where to get a real good sandwich in Chicago. If you're in Chicago, hit up John Manley. I'll show you where to get a good sandwich. Something that I desperately want, but everything is so expensive now. I just want to, I saw Kenji Lopez Alt go, go to Popeye's Chicken. And he was like, they got this promo running for pickle flavor everything, and, like, I love pickles, and, like, I'm like, you eat fast food? That's so weird. He's a chef. He wrote for the New York Times. He did some other food thing where he's got, like, a zillion followers, and he's living in Seattle now on a houseboat. It's cool. Big divorced dad energy. It was cool. And, like, he's like, at Popeye's show. Chicken. Well, yeah, I know, right? He'd be too weird, which would be perfect. Ooh. But anyway, he goes to Popeye's Chicken, and he, like, eats all the different pickle flavored things, and I'm like, I want all of this. This looks incredible. Pickle wings and pickle tenders, and, like, it looks awesome. And so, oh boy, I don't know where I was going with this.
Popeye's is where you were going.
Popeye's.
Oh man, all I can think about is, yeah, we were talking about sandwiches or something like that. I can't even get to Popeye's, let alone get an expensive sandwich with John Manley.
I can't tell if the meth
is
wearing
because the Popeye's is, like, down
on
the street from my house.
Wait, hold on. There was two questions. Brandon first. What?
Sorry.
I just said I can't tell if the meth is wearing off or on for you right now.
I had a Dr. Pepper.
He's in that weird place right in between.
Sean, I left your house too late to be able to stop. Yeah, I know, right? It was because it was 45 minutes back to the city from, you know, deep redneck Villa where you live or whatever. It was
yeah,
it was a lot. It's and bad. So if it had been a half hour, then I would have said it was 45 minutes and, you know, stopped at Popeye's Chicken. Mm-hmm. But another time.
It's a drive-thru, man. They can hook you up. They can get through there pretty quick.
So Popeye's drive-thru is not fast.
Look at that still of me. I'm, like, frozen right now. It looks amazing.
Yeah, you look like you're about to eat Popeye's.
Oh, my God. I look like I'm about to eat Popeye's.
I was going to say, I'd shove a pickle in that mouth.
Oh, who sent me the video of the chick eating? I think it was Gravy who sent it to me, where she, like, starts the video by spitting out a full pickle. And I'm like, well, where was that?
Is that the same girl as the hot dog girl?
Probably.
What
now?
Elgato. What?
Oh, I know what happened. Is my hold on. My camera ran out of battery. That's what's going on. Okay. Well, don't mind me. I'll just be
fine. See you in hell.
I'll just be in a different dimension here. Whoops. There we go. FaceTime. Oh, it won't let me switch. Cool. Okay. Well.
Hey,
I told Brian Thorpe about it, our buddy Brian Thorpe, and he went there, and he was like, the people did not know how to handle the fact that a guy with a million followers was like, that lives in Seattle, was like, go to Popeye's Chicken, because everyone went. And so I'm actually kind of glad that I didn't, because they said that there was like, it was chaos and they didn't have anything. And people were like, there was lines 45 minutes deep of people just trying to get Popeye's chicken because of this one post or whatever. They're like, what the hell is going on? And he's like, oh, that makes sense.
Just the one location is overloaded.
The White Center one is where he went. So it could be, you could be onto something there. Okay. I got to try and get video back. I don't know how to do this. I'm working Camlink. Elgato. It won't let me change, huh?
You can drop out and come back in, and it'll pick up your recording right where it left off.
I have to.
Wait.
No, I'm not doing that. Are you guys okay if you can't see me?
I'm okay. Yeah. I can't see Gravy either, so.
What?
Is he frozen or?
No, he's just Gravy. Black.
Like a squirrel.
Okay, he's
like a do-rag.
He's not. He lives too much in...
Fun fact,
Greg first had popcorn shrimp at Popeye's in Orlando.
Hold on. No, that's not accurate even.
No?
I did have popcorn shrimp in Orlando. That was not the first time. I am garbage. I have had popcorn shrimp at fast food places a lot.
Was it just
I've been to Long John Silver's so many times.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to throw that at you.
Guys?
Maybe it was because Manly was talking about Orlando and Florida and popcorn shrimp, and that was what made me think.
Yeah, there was a thing. I can't remember what the full story was, but he like associates Florida with popcorn shrimp, and I was like, okay, well, I'll get some when I go there. So we like searched out popcorn shrimp, and we found Popeye's, and they had it, and it was great.
I've never had popcorn shrimp.
Dude.
What?
You are sort of missing out. Like,
Listen, when you come to Florida,
yeah,
we're getting popcorn shrimp.
Yeah,
Cage asked me literally 2 days ago, so when are you going to Florida to visit Siege?
I'll send her the itinerary.
Yeah, great. Perfect. Pick it.
All right.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, I didn't know I was doing that. She was like, you should definitely do that. I was like, okay.
Ask Siege if you can buy my plane ticket. Or no, ask Cage if you can buy my plane ticket too. Okay. Ask if she's funding my trip there.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how I'm funding my trip there. So
listen,
great.
I already got the hotel. We're on the beach. It's going to be great.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we could drive down A1A
Beachfront Avenue.
God, that was one of my favorite parts about being near the rocket launches. And they launch rockets like every week now, so that's great.
All the time.
Okay, let's move into our final segment of the day. Unless anyone has anything else to add, anyone?
Do we have any new segments?
I think we have one more new segment. I think we have one more new segment. It's gonna be a quick one though, Greg. So don't. Don't hate me.
No, it's the second secret segment with Brandon.
Second secret segment with Brandon is it's I've got a jingle for this one.
Oh, do you?
It's a yeah. Has Greg seen this movie?
I love this segment. Let's go.
This week in Has Greg Seen This Movie? Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. This has been...
Has Greg seen this movie?
Can I make a suggestion for next week?
Yeah.
Could it be film? I think film would... Try singing Has Greg Seen This Film. I think it ends stronger.
Has Greg seen this film? Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, that's better.
Movie goes up, but film is like more down, so it like sounds like it's more final.
Yeah, that's good. Good job.
Sing the whole... Star-Spangled Banner just changing
it. I'll write lyrics to the entire thing next
No,
week.
Just
the
keep reason- singing Has Greg Seen This Movie the entire time.
Has Greg seen this movie? Has Greg seen this movie? Has Greg seen this movie?
Has Greg seen this movie?
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I did the Star-Spangled Banner is because I learned today how much Greg
off,
loves
We're singing the anthem.
I'm kneeling.
Okay. What did you say I love?
Cops, which is why I'm singing patriotic songs.
Dude, I love the show Cops so much. I haven't watched it in a long time, but my friend
filmed right here.
My friend and everywhere. It's filmed everywhere, Siege. That's the thing. When you live in Tucson and you see your house on Cops not once but twice, it is such an honor.
So great.
I lived in a real bad place. But Cops filmed on location or whatever, right?
We used to have a system of law enforcement.
There's three segments per, and if there was fire, it automatically got a 4. If there was a chase or blood, it got a 3. And then 2 and 1 was kind of just debatable. And so we would rate episodes of Cops after we were done, you know, we'd smoke weed and then watch Cops or whatever, when you couldn't skip commercials and stuff like that because it was like a million years ago. And then we would rate the episodes based on how good they were collectively. So if you got like, if you got like an 8 on an episode of Cops, usually the middle one's kind of like, or, you know, one of them is usually kind of like falls short. But sometimes you get like a 10 on Cops and it would be incredible.
Wow. We should.
Good
we
story.
Should,
all right.
Do you guys want to? Wear Mawashis, eat popcorn shrimp, and watch Cops together?
All Yo, of that. That's what I we're doing. Do. That's literally the itinerary for Florida vacation.
I can't wait. It's gonna be so good. Anyway, nice. It's time for this week in Guinness. It's Guinness time. I would like you to understand that the first entry in Guinness time this week is one that I hate.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Personally.
Do okay. we hate it?
No. Maybe you'll even like it. I don't know. This is Guinness time where we guess, and whoever can get the closest to the correct answer gets a point without going over Price is Right style to find out who is our best guesser or secret Googler. And last week is Sean Gravy Gervin. 2 weeks in a row is the champion.
We're
oh, weird. The secret Googler has won 2 weeks in a row. No way.
I didn't say that. I didn't say he was the secret Googler.
Also, secret Googler sounds like the worst Batman villain.
Oh, or like the creepiest.
Wow.
A squirrel voyeur.
Well, that's, you know, it takes all types. Yeah. Okay, this week, starting things off, most rotating puzzle cubes, we would call them a Rubik's Cube, most rotating puzzle cubes solved on stilts, you can't see me, I'm gesticulating, on stilts in 1 hour.
I was going to ask if you could see Brandon's giant eye roll.
Sorry, I'm too busy looking at your do-rag.
It's like, here's the thing. It's not even a do-rag. It looks like what you it's look not. Like a white Ronaldinho, but like old.
Like, yes.
Old white Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho is our age. It's like Siege's age, probably. Like, right? How old is Ronaldinho?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said like only old or whatever? I don't,
maybe yep.
Not. Yeah. Damn you. You'll be here one day.
Siege, you look like what I used to wear when I before I switched headbands for martial arts to keep my hair out of my face.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, only it's for him for cooking, apparently. Oh, can't hear you, Gravy. You are muted right now.
Did you say 25?
He said 25. Okay.
45. He's 45.
Oh, Ronaldinho?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's really? Our age.
He is our age.
He seems
March
21st.
He'll turn 46 in a couple weeks. Or no, he just turned 45. Just turned 45.
Okay. Well, he's younger than us.
Rat bastard.
Damn it. Anyway, Gravy, you won last week, so you get to kick it off this week. I'll read it again. Most rotating puzzle cubes, Rubik's Cubes, solved on stilts in 1 hour.
40.
40 by Micah Kingham. 40, says Sean. Brandon.
How, clarifying question, how tall were the stilts?
Oh, I feel like that they were, like, not very tall. Like, maybe what someone that's not me would use to, yeah, it looks like about 36 inches.
Okay.
So, no, not even. It's 24 inches max. Maybe someone that would be, you know, painting a ceiling or drywalling or something like that
that's
would wear.
That's exactly what I thought of. I'm going to say, he said 40. I'm going to say 45.
45, says Brandon from the laundromat. Siege?
So they were solved on... So were the Rubik's Cubes on the stilts or the guy on stilts solving the Rubik's Cubes?
He's on stilts. He's wearing knee pads in case he falls.
Oh.
He's handed a Rubik's Cube. He solves it. He hands it back. Gets another Rubik's Cube or puzzle cube, as we call them in the community.
In the community.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, 240.
He doesn't even.
Okay, so we have 40, 45, and 240.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, did you have something to add before I reveal?
Yeah, I just realized that he didn't even have to be particularly good at Rubik's Cubes because there's probably not a lot of people doing them on stilts. So he could have literally solved two and still been the person to solve the most on stilts.
I like where Gravy's coming from because as a guy who can solve in about 30 seconds on average, the idea of like having an hour's worth of endurance to be able to do that and then also to not fall over on stilts. Like, I like where he's coming from. However, he's wildly wrong. Most rotating puzzle cubes solved on stilts in 1 hour, 172.
Oh, see?
By Micah Kingham of the UK.
Wow.
That's impressive. I'm impressed.
I am also impressed.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, Greg style, about, you know, 20 to 30 seconds each, and you just start banging them out. And you know those guys with the Rubik's Cubes. They got strong fingers, strong hands, strong
forearms. Just like to point out your math, though. 20 seconds each would be 3 in a minute, and then that's 180, and you said 245, right?
I said 240.
Okay, well, my bad, sorry.
Well, I also for a minute there thought, you know, hours had 80 minutes in them.
I don't know. Maybe they do things differently in Florida.
It's true. Time is an illusion. What do you care?
There's no maybe to that. Absolutely. They have Popeye's chicken is normal, but there's a lot of stuff they do differently.
Do you guys do daylight savings time? No, we do daylight extra time.
Full daylight extra time
is what we call it.
We have stoppage time once every 4 years.
Full Florida stoppage time.
We also do our deportations during that time. It's amazing. Yeah. Most pull-ups in 24 hours by a man, male, they say.
By a man,
most
male.
Most pull-ups in 24 hours, male. I don't know about you guys, but my maximum number of pull-ups I've ever done in one day has been 8. And that was about 10 years ago, so...
Great gravy
don't
just
laugh.
Snorted at you.
How
he snorted
dare you?
At you. Wow, that was disrespectful.
I got long levers, bro.
Settle down there with your toe thumb enhanced pull-ups.
Yeah. How many times have you touched the basketball rim, you jerk?
Yeah.
Oh, never.
Yeah. Really?
Same, to be fair.
Really?
I can't jump. No, of course I have. Come on.
Okay, I was going to say.
I used to be young. Come on. All right, so Brandon, you got that one right, so you go first. Most pull-ups in 24 hours, male.
I have to excuse myself from this one because I accidentally saw it. I didn't see it on Guinness, but I did see the world record was set, so I have to because I know the answer.
Okay, well, that's a great thing to tell us after I've spent all this time setting it up, but okay.
I didn't know this was going to be on the thing.
I just go in order, that's all.
Yeah.
Gravy, you're next.
For the record, this sounds like I have integrity. If you had put me last, I would have 1,000% just given the answer.
You would have said it exactly.
Yeah.
Really?
You would have been like X
been like
minus
7,312.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most Brandon was 7,213. Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Gravy's next.
I'll just go in 24 hours, a full day?
Yeah.
No, just 24 hours, not a full day.
No, not a Florida day.
Not a Florida day. Not 36
No stoppage
hours.
Time.
Oh, great. Oh, 8,000.
8,000.
Oh, my God. 240.
Brandon, would you like to share what the answer was?
Is it 10,001?
10,001, a palindrome of numbers.
That's
by
so dumb.
Truett Haynes. I guess no points are awarded for that. I guess I could give one to... Gravy, but
is
I don't
it
know
8,000.
What?
But I don't know how to award this because Brandon, like, how do we? Yeah.
Sorry
give,
for being
no. Give
informed.
Gravy a point.
Okay,
give Gravy a point.
Can I have half a point?
Half a point
for honesty.
Yeah.
No. Fuck off.
Yeah. Half a point for integrity.
Nope, the judges decided. Half a point for Brandon.
I still want my half a point back from Air Bud.
Okay. Half a point for Siege.
Thank you.
Points don't carry over.
Well, it was denied that week because you didn't want to lose.
Yeah. Oh, fair. Yeah.
And then you won, won by half
a
point
the
week after.
I was going ridiculous and tried to lose and I still won.
Oh, you're so cool with your Google. Can I just tell you guys that a full Florida day would be about 32 hours if we go by the 80 out the 80
because
minute.
It's 33% extra.
Yeah.
No kidding, because the 80 minutes
yeah.
Or conversely, you could do it's a third less because they don't have to do 24 hours because they do 80 minutes in an hour, so it could also be 16 hours.
So like they wait, what,
how would we do time zones?
No, you guys don't need time. You just do, unless it's penitentiary time, but it's like heaviest weight lifted by a human beard.
Oh.
Male.
Bummer.
Heaviest. I was waiting for you to say that.
What did you say? I'm sorry. Did I need to
He says bummer. We're on the same
by
plane.
By a clam beard.
Gravy.
Oh, yeah. No, wait. Hold on. Who's leading right now? Brandon's still ahead with 1.5 points.
Oh.
Somehow he's got a half a point for honesty. Brandon, you go first, buddy.
We reward honesty here.
Heaviest weight pulled by...
We also award dishonesty, to be fair. So.
That's true. That's true.
You would have awarded dishonesty if I had been dishonest.
Yeah.
So that's why I give myself half a point. No, the judge gave me half a point. I'm going to say...
You're the judge?
I'm the judge.
240.
No!
240 what? Pumpkins?
No, that'd be so heavy. 240 total.
240 pounds?
Pounds, yeah.
Okay, we're in pounds.
In pounds? Okay.
Gravy.
80 pounds.
80 pounds, says Gravy. Siege? Do you have some preposterous unit of measurement that you want to... Yeah. Seven sandwiches. Okay, well...
620 frozen apples.
9 million pickles.
Coming out of a woman's mouth one at a time.
I thought he was going to say 240 pumpkins.
I mean, you stole my 240, so I lost my thunder, and now I'm upset.
What's your guess? I don't... I'm sorry about your feelings, but...
Gravy said 80. Brandon said 240. I'm going to go 640 to stick with the multiples of 8.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I mean, kind 80. Of.
Heaviest 80. Weight lifted by human beard, 63.8 kilograms or 140 pounds and 10 ounces.
Oh.
By Antanas Kontrimas Stelio. Strongman Antanas from Lithuania has held this record since 2013 when he and his mighty whiskers appeared on Rekorlar Dunyasi in Istanbul, Turkey.
Excellent job on the pronunciation.
He lifted the show's presenter, Gupsi Uzay.
That's what it? All you got to do is lift a presenter with your beard?
I guess so.
Greg.
Yeah.
Next time you're in Florida,
I'm gonna get those 18 pumpkins worth of bread with my
talking,
beard.
We're talking Milwaukee. We're talking popcorn shrimp. We're talking lifting gray with your beard. We're talking cops.
Golden horse musashi.
Can we please stop talking furries? Can we please stop talking about popcorn shrimp? Though I'm so hungry. I didn't
so
eat dinner.
Am I.
This is a disaster for me. All right. Well, congratulations. Get ready with the ding. The three-time repeat champion, Sean Gravy Gervin. And this concludes Guinness time.
I'll
so much weight. God,
Great. Thank you.
That's what you
right.
get.
Well.
Siege, you make me laugh.
Thanks, Brandon. You make me laugh.
Good.
Great. What do we learn this week? After all, this is a heady show. Joining us, Sean Gravy Gervin. That's not on you, Gravy.
I love it.
That's not on you. It's on the show ending on a note that I hate. So not also not your segment, just on Siege. Making a fart.
Greg is going to get some woodwork done with his Minecraft created 7-year-old.
Yeah, I'm going to use some tongue oil to make it happen.
There you go. Brandon discovered the cage is brewing some squirrel Spanish fly at the squirrel ghost horse manor.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. And then Siege is taking notes from People Magazine on getting a Pringles can handy from Marsha Brady.
Hell yeah. Marsha.
That was weird. It had an effect to it. That was weird.
You just combined those two stories so that Marsha Brady was getting a hand job on the airplane through a Pringles can.
While I'm Jessica Wood. Simpson eating semen from a snake.
Hey, Wood. She's only 68. Give her one more year. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.